Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For because the anger of Jehovah was against Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem. And they encamped against it, and built turrets against it round about. And the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. In the 4th month, on the 9th of the month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken into, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were near the city round about, and they went the way toward the plain. And the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. And they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, unto Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he pronounced judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and he slaughtered also all the princes of Judah in Riblah. And he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with chains of brass. And the king of Babylon carried him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. And in the 5th month, on the 10th of the month, which was in the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, captain of the bodyguard, who stood before the king of Babylon, came unto Jerusalem. And he burned the house of Jehovah, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the bodyguard broke down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, carried away captive of the poorest sort of the people, and the rest of the people that were left in the city, and the deserters that had deserted to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, left of the poor of the land for vinedressers and for husbandmen. And the brazen pillars that were in the house of Jehovah, and the bases, and the brazen sea that was in the house of Jehovah, the Chaldeans broke up, and carried all the brass thereof to Babylon. The pots also, and the shovels, and the knives, and the bowls, and the cups, and all the vessels of brass wherewith they ministered, they took away. And the basins, and the censers, and the bowls, and the pots, and the candlesticks, and the cups, and the goblets, that which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, the captain of the bodyguard took away. The two pillars, the one sea, and the 12 brazen oxen that formed the bases, which King Solomon had made for the house of Jehovah. For the brass of all these vessels there was no weight. And as to the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and a line of 12 cubits encompassed it, and the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, it was hollow. And the capital upon it was brass, and the height of the one capital was 5 cubits, and the network and the pomegranates upon the capital round about, all of brass, and similarly for the second pillar, and the pomegranates. And there were 96 pomegranates on the 4 sides. All the pomegranates upon the network were 100 round about. And the captain of the bodyguard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 doorkeepers. And out of the city he took a eunuch that was set over the men of war, and 7 men of them that were in the king's presence, who were found in the city, and the scribe of the captain of the host, who enrolled the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the midst of the city. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his land. This is the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,023 Jews. In the 18th year of King Nebuchadrezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 25th of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. And he spoke kindly unto him, and set his seat above the seat of the kings that were with him in Babylon. And he changed his prison garments, and he ate bread before him continually all the days of his life, and his allowance was a continual allowance given him by the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life.